Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is what's up. Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl Riding Shotgun. B-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
But baby, I could use a horse. Built like one, it look like you could use a ball. I blow smoke out cigars and I don't use the call. I'm G'd up, even when I take the Gucci's off. Gucci floors, Gucci stunt, Prada brag. Chicks run me on their arms, Prada bag. Kick game, look like I'm taking soccer class in karate class. Born fly, they had the body swag. Yeah, a real nigga every day. So tell them haters if they grills. Mary Kay, by the way, ain't a nigga that smelly as dude. Sour Bass Kid, aka Pepe Le Pew. Stink them up, every time I come around. They fill the trap up, every time I bust a pound. Get money, off the job, I'm a rubber bandit. Don't get it, in the car, make them understand.
I can fly as I wanna, the freshest on the scene. Might take flight, I'm in $2,000 deals. I'm the man from the team. The baby, you the dog. So boss up with me, cause you know I get them all. Tell them I get them all. I get them all. I get them all. Bobby's on deck, man. You should touch on my name, ring bells. I'm buzzing, bumblebee. Yes, if for sure catch, they can't fumble me. Sucker free, so I charge the game of nothing free. Just for nothing, cause I know they can't fuck with me. NY, so I pull up in that blue coupe. Blue Yankee on, rapping on my Bluetooth. Whoever thought I'd be that nigga back when I was loose, too. My money balling now, time to show them how to shoot hoops. I style away, go cop from Diego. They go ahead when I hit the block with the Yato. Mr. Get them all, so blocked by the KO. Superstar living, so I shot by the day, ho. I'm trying to get my numbers right. 100 grand, something light. Something fresh out of freezer bags when I'm something like you. Nothing like the mother cats. My set, different cars, make it rain bricks. Keep a project in the front.
I can fly as I want it. The freshest on the scene. Might take flight, I'm in $2,000 jeans. I'm your man for the season. Baby, you the boss. So boss up with me, cause you know I get them all. I'm telling I get them all. I get them all. I get them all. Bobby's on deck, man. You just took them all.
ATL.
You know they cash right.
MIA.
You know they cash right.
GC.
You know they cash right.
New York, New York.
You know they cash right.
Uptown.
You know they cash right.
Queensbridge.
You know they cash right.
Hey, it's your girl, V-Dub, reporting live on Where They Be There That Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups, ready to now to start the next Fame Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fame Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That at Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
For a second, watch my back. Try to tell me. Then listen. Show these niggas what's evil. Show them what's good. I ain't a shooter. Fuck up, I'm the recruiter. I need a Ruger. Watch me turn into a shooter. Beat it super. I'm kryptonite, call me like Luther. I'm a dog off the leash. Shitting with no scooper. Spivet's a demon. Spivet's birth from semen. On any given Sunday, I'm shining like Willie Beeman. Steaming cush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why I be teasing. The block hot and breathing. Little sisters in power. Cowards die in a shower. 4 o'clock on the hour. Leave your space with the sour. Mama told me, watch for the phony in the plate. If the grass is too high, then chop it down and see the snake. Young nigga, I'm my soul 2,000 years old and I'm here. Send you to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Faggot, I won't have it. Living life as a bastard. But that's why I'm crazy and wild to die faster. I keep singing the same old story. But I live for the pain and glory. Each time, each time. I learned to go before me. There's a reason for all things, surely. And we tried, my God. Fingernails can't smell it like money. 4 days old, same clothes, rap funny. Dropped out of school, but I think you could tell me. Believe in what you were taught without speaking for me. I'm the highest priest, see me on the street with the beast. I'm cool with the chillin'. The dealers in the fiend. The world's so small, but this lifestyle big. Rap to the back, pumping that like big. The father, son, and daughter, land, air, and water. My spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Sing to the soul, bring you the cold, bring you the truth. May the truth be told. Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flag pole. Dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region's investing with demons and devastating country.
Keep singing the same old story. But I live for the pain and glory.
Each time, my God. God, God.
I learned from those before me. There's a reason for all things, surely.
And we tried, my God, God, God.
I feel the master. I feel the
ready.
Well, come on.
We ready.
Y'all ready?
They ready.
You a five star chick.
Everything was an all-out war. Everything is all-out war. My good shirt is all-out war. They both we all got no fucking buffet.
Get the club,
get the club,
get the club.
And you know this, and you know
man.
This,
you know man. This.
I'm from the block.
Talk, you know what it is. This is where they do that at. Radio is featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. International artists that are changing the game. Yo, you can hit us up at 347-934-0318. Yo, this is the Urban Experience like never before, where we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Now, real talk, we got a lot of exclusive joints we're going to play. We got some stuff you don't heard before, and I'm going to play some stuff that you ain't never heard before. But real talk, it is what it is. This is the Urban Experience. You rhyme with your boy J Dawg. Yo, I got my guests who's gonna be calling in, checking in. Remember, the reason why we're the hottest venue in the game today ain't got nothing to do with J Dawg, B Dub, or Beanie Weenie. It's about you, the fans, and yes, you, the artists. Real talk, it is what it is, because without y'all, it would not be no us. So as long as you keep keeping it real and keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. Real talk, I just want you to ride with us, vibe with us. This is the Urban Experience. I want you to just ride with me for a second. Holla at your boy.
Hey, yo. Just do a little something for the brothers that be frying.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can... Hold on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Four cars out there. I like the front they ride. You know what's funky. Yeah, heard it from here. That you love that sweet internet athlete. It's front and you're hopping around. That's a fucking night, your windows down. That light's taking up your body to drain. I'm a roll on your tires like a big old chain. Walking outside, I'm like a fuck spot. The key to it is connect the dots. Listen to the cries, people everywhere. I'm all about to take no room for spirit. Beats bumping with the bass and back on the beat is something better on the set. They don't understand why I act this way. You need to celebrate your day. If the mother wanna dance, you wanna rock and rock. And be on my jock, I'm gonna let this rock. Rock, 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 rock. On guys with a brother like me, they be getting funk in the street with leaks. We don't drink and drive, I think what is this? We pass the Heineken and mind your business. Pull up a pack on them after rest. Late back, hit the top, I'm a funky fan. People in the street see me out of my head. And I'm a rapper and the rhyme that exists. I'm a funky, and I don't care if you know. The back of me, my car, I'm just too sure. I was a good friend, I'm out the phone. Take the air fresh and who needs to loan? To the bottom, but not to the top. Ooh, 3 o'clock. Smile, Jimmy coming. I got up on the drum, I jumped. He's shaking, vibrating, and rapping. I'm so loud, I'm just going to be battling. Hand, hand, people out the swing. Every chance I get, I'm showing off my ring. I can keep it covered, I'm gonna break that down. I'm gonna my side, my work is small. Open so I can feel a whistler. I don't give a damn if you crack my back window. To the O, to the O, to the L, to the N, to the L, to the R, to the N, to the E, to the I, to the N. That means I'm chilling like the Luigi said. My seat is off like a bed. Take my way back so I can get real comfy. I got the game, take to the plate. Like the big thing to sing. I want to sing. I want to sing. I want to go. Come close, my fists are fucking loud. That's my kids
check. I wanna move the crap. I'm in a pain. And I will be. Tell them to get shit on me and me. Never think you gotta pick your trunk. I was like the future of a funk. Next time you can stop.
Let's see if they do that video with picking up these local artists that are sitting in flames. That's the artist that's
the sound that I'm putting. That's the sound that I'm is. That's the sound that I'm putting. That's the sound that I'm is. That's the sound that I'm putting. That's the sound that I'm is. That's the sound that I'm putting. That's the sound that I'm is. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
Yo, you already know what it is. This is where they do to that radio featuring this local artist that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get in where they fit in. This is the Urban Experience like never before. So get your mind right and keep them rhymes tight, man, because we're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening.
The right to take notes on the wanna take toast of the marijuana smoke. The right to take notes, don't smoke. I just want the paper.
Real talk to me, it's what it is. Yo, you gonna pause, relax, take notes. Yo. Yo, we're still here by you, the best holding it down in Memphis, Tennessee, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Y'all know what it is. 347-934-0318. I'm looking for one back in the day from my man.
That's you, that bad ass nigga, man. That's you that can't keep over there because you keep fucking the freedom now. You gotta go to courthouse. You gotta serve a subpoena for child support. That was that nerve, man. You ain't even gonna get a chance to say a word, man. I know I ain't shit. Don't your brother got some birds now. You won't fuck with this nigga's head now. You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just nigga when that nigga come and punch you, huh? Stand in front of you, huh? Straight up punch you, huh? You know we got that 5-3 now. You know how to use a triple B, huh? Shit ain't hard to see, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of support, huh? Some of your partners don't see, huh? You don't really want to fuck with them niggas, huh? You come up with them niggas, huh? You stuck with them niggas, huh? You can't do nothing but love, Frank, man. You don't know we gonna do that, huh? You bought my savings to stick, huh? You ran the bank, huh? You trying to take your shit, huh? You can't tell me all your friends, huh? That ain't good, that's what your friends, huh? You won't tell these niggas to play with you, huh? You won't run a black, huh? You won't be the only nigga to die, huh? You shouldn't be fucked that, huh? You trying to get money at the end of the day, huh? You wanna get that money, huh? You think of that diesel, huh? You stuck in them people, huh? On the moves last night, huh? You were rising this move like they moves last night, huh? You don't go on the project when it's all gone. You can't get a dog in here, got no more, huh? You came in the door, you don't need to get a piece, huh? You got stuck in that kitchen, you couldn't leave, huh? It was all for you to see, huh? You know, baby, they got
Yo, real talk.
y'all 60s where they do that radio with freaking with these local artists that are spitting the flames and national artists that are changing the game. It's all about the grind. It's all about the music. Real talk. Urban experience is definitely in effect. I'm finna go to request lines. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing to that because it's all about the urban experience. These artists doing what they do. Man, I got a lot to talk about. But yo, we're gonna get to that in just a second. Right now, I wanna check in and see what's up, what's happening. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 0915. You're definitely live on the grind. Who we got checking in on where they do that at? Ray D. Oh, yo.
It's good, man. Mr. Grind Heavy, Mr. DJ. Man. What's happening with you, Jay?
Hey, I'm holding it down, homie, holding it down, homie. What's good with you, Mr. Main Event?
Not much. It's grinding, man. Sick as a motherfucker, but I'm still working, man.
I feel you, boy. I tell you, I know the feeling, man, boy. It's no rest for the weary, man, especially when these artists got you running around like a chicken with your head cut off, bro.
Man, what's good, man? What's good with everybody out there and what they do in that radio, man?
Hey, man, yo, it's all good right here, man. These artists got us all the way down like four flat tires, man. Congratulations, you know what I'm saying? With the help of the artists here and all of the fans and all of the love and support, we just picked up Glance Radio. Everything is pretty much official. We are actually moving into a liaison broadcast where we actually will have a lot of the listeners from North and South Africa as well as a couple of folks in Asia, well, actually a couple of stations in Asia. Shout out to my man Supreme out there with UB Radio, holding it down, doing what they do, man. It's just a lot of stuff. You know, of course, we got Last FM in the building, CBS Radio, AOL. Everything is, man, it's going gravy, man. It's going all the way down, man. So, like I say, man, definitely. And I'm letting them know that, man, definitely Grind Heavy is definitely going to be bringing up the rear and doing what they do, man. So tell us a little bit about what you got popping off newly with Grind Heavy so we can definitely let these fans know what's up and what's happening.
Pretty much. We're on Collabo Music. I'm also doing mixed shows on 106.5 in Decatur, Georgia. So that's another outlook. That's pedestrian radio. It's not just internet-based or whatnot. And like I say, the thing me and you got going on, the whole nine, you know, I'm also now plugged in the Last FM.
True.
Whatnot. And like I say, I've been doing a lot of street promotion, a lot of videos. Actually, me and Kim Weeks is actually shooting a commercial for the Jerk Fest. That's the 23rd and the 24th. It's going to be in McDonough. That's south of Atlanta in Henry County at the McDonough Stadium. The Jerk Fest is pretty much for all genres of music. It's actually a fundraiser. I think it's for cancer awareness, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you can hit me up on Facebook. Just type in my real name is Christopher Martin. You can just type that in and hit me up, and I got all the information on the Jerk Fest for all the artists that's in the Atlanta area or that will travel to the Atlanta area or whatnot. Like I said, everybody's going to be out there. Last year, the turnout, they had over 12,000 people last year, the turnout at the Jerk Fest. This year is going to be bigger. It's two sound stages. Or whatnot. Okay. They doing the youth talent, and they doing the, you know, the adult talent or whatnot. So like I say, this year is gonna be huge, man. So make sure everybody out there, make sure y'all, if you can, if you're in the Atlanta area, make sure you hit the Jerk Fest up and sign up, or you can call me at 444-924-1102 or email me at grindheavyradio.com. on how to get a placement out there. You know, it's all free. It's no charge for the artist.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Real
talk. A lot of big names out there.
Definitely, definitely, man. I heard a little bit about it, so definitely, I already know, man. With you and this week's definitely holding down, it's going to be off the chain. Real talk, you know what I'm saying, man. And tell them again what dates that's going to be so that everybody can definitely go ahead and mark that on the calendar.
September 23rd and the 24th. September 23rd, 24th. Make sure y'all out there get your music heard. You know, like I say, the crowd is going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of people out there.
Definitely, definitely. That's what's up, man. It's all about this awareness, man. And like I said, in conjunction with that, we'll be launching this week the official campaign to definitely bring about, you know, this level of urban awareness to provide methods and tools to definitely bring out alternative financing sources for a lot of folks that definitely in need. You know, everybody right now needs a little extra dough. Right now, we're looking at folks that are definitely, you know, maybe facing this this present crunch that's getting ready to come up as well. So definitely check the website, WTDTA Radio.
glanceradio.weebly.com. Definitely all the information is going to be posted there, you know, over the weekend. Glance Radio is actually bringing a lot of folks in to do some additional urban awareness with the group there in Libya. We're going to be definitely promoting the Green Tour. We also have the Remember the 90s Tour that's definitely coming up in the fall. Real talk, a lot of stuff definitely getting ready to go down, man. So, yeah, all I'm saying is, man, everybody just need to get in, commit, implement. Yo, it's all about, you know, sharing this great music, sharing this awareness, and definitely getting as many folks involved, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, it's a lot of stuff, man. So, we gonna hold it down, bro. We're going to hold it down.
Yeah, for real, for real. And, like, another tip, what I tell independent artists that don't actually have the budget, the best way to – any promotion, any publicity is good publicity. The best way to get the promotion is, instead of doing it the traditional way, passing out CD flyers in the club or whatnot, do something positive. Because, like I say, then you got the support of your community. You got support of different people that's actually doing the same thing. And, like I say, what I got going on with a couple of my artists, we're doing the Support Our Community Small Businesses tour, where we just go to the small companies that's pretty much in competition with the bigger corporations, like you know, the mom and pop shops around your community, and we interviewing them about business, and you know, we're broadcasting it on the local cable channels.
You know,
and whatnot, right, that community, whatnot. So like I said, we in your city, Grind Heavy. You know, like I said, you can reach me at grindheavyradio.com or grindheavyradio@gmail. Or more information if y'all are interested in doing something like that, you know, when we come to your city or whatnot.
That's right. And it'll definitely make it a whole lot easier. Definitely get your grind on and get the exposure out there. Real talk, man. I got some more stuff I'm going to drop on him, man. Yo, you already know, man. I appreciate every time my man Flawless, who y'all know who Flawless is, real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, my dude, man, he's out there in the street grinding it, holding it up, doing what he do, promotions, radio, TV, you name it, definitely holding it down, doing what he do. We're going to definitely give these artists every opportunity imaginable to definitely do what they do and definitely get the word out. The key word, the two words this week that I want you to definitely promote in everybody's ear is urban awareness. We as a culture need to be aware. Yo, we're going to definitely bring it down with this music. Yo, man. Hey, Flawless, I appreciate you calling in, holding it down, man. You already know how we're going to do, man. I'm going to hit him with some more of these exclusive joints, and we're going to definitely hold it down like four flat tires, man.
Shit, that's what it is, man.
That's what it is. Yo, tell your man Big Trav to holler at me, man. I ain't heard from Trav in a minute, man.
Okay, okay. As soon as I get in contact with him, man, if I can hit him up tonight, I'll have him call in.
Okay, now what's up? Real talk, yo.
He's doing that, man. I got his ass working. That's what he's doing.
Already.
No, most definitely, man. He's going to call you.
Hey, I know Travis off the chain. I can imagine what he got to say about everything. Man, I already know that dude there off the chain. Definitely, man. Y'all remember, this is where they put that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. We're going to come back after these joints with more exclusive interviews because we want to know what's up, what's happening, what you're doing in there. Holla at your boy.
Hey, what's that in there, homie? Just a little old flies, man. I ran across a nice little baby the other day. The mama was so bad, she had me hypnotized. Couldn't even keep my eyes off her. I'm going to let you know how I feel to be hypnotized.
You got me so hypnotized. The way your body rolling round and round. That booty keep bumping, booty keep bouncing up and down.
You got me so hypnotized. The way your body rolling round and round.
I'm locked eyes on that monkey. I know that she told me that song that she talking. Every goon in here scoping. I see me in it and I'm she bent over and I'm murking. I'm frame friend wide open. I'm landing and I'm falling.
Go hypnotize the way your body rolling round and round.
He got his track on, he called the phone up. The only one with a backbone when you're young. Let's get a gun, so he's having fun. So let's show him something. I got a cop and I owe him something. On sight, I'ma throw him something. Lights out, no discussion. Life is disgusting. The only one who's nothing but shouting from where that wind is. Friend who's way back on the other side. We're gonna get it top. Jealousy is not an option. But he's gonna test and no stopping.
Yeah. really so dumb. Making me feel like a lot of hot suspicions. So
Okay.
The number, yo, is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial so J-Dawg can definitely put you on blast. Your call, or last 4 digits of your number is 0250. You're definitely in the building on Where They Do That At Radio. Who we got checking in?
What the fuck is up? This Wood.
What's up with you, Wood? What's good with you, man?
Ain't shit, man. Chilling, yo. I'm fresh off celebrating my B-Day. Man, we was partying. Shit crazy.
I hear you. Y'all out there just doing what you do, man. Happy B-Day, man. You know, real talk. Hey, that's a blessing to see another one, baby.
Yes, sir. It really is. I'm really lucky, man. Shout out to everybody that came out to party with me last night. Bottles was on deck.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you had the bottles on deck. You were just doing it big. Real talk, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real talk. Like I said, man, I'm glad you definitely was able to definitely do that. Let everybody know what's up and what's happening, man. Now that I got you locked in, man, who you want to send them shout-outs to?
I want to send them shout-outs to my man, Analysis. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? He locked it. He's smacking shit out the park right now, you know what I'm saying? He got a mixtape on the way. That shit called Fireworks, so you know what I'm saying? We in the lab. We working on that shit, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to the Hitman. He's still out there making them hits. What up? You know,
okay.
We just doing what we out here grinding, you know. I mean, holding Philly down, you know.
Definitely. You got to hold it down. You got to hold it down. You got to hold your city up, man, because it's left up to you guys to definitely pave the way and do what you do, man. So
definitely.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Will Smith, Lisa Ray, Charlie Mack, everybody that came out to Philly this weekend. All the celebrities was here deep as hell, and I love y'all for that.
Hey, what's up? Real talk. They showing Philly love, man, because that's the business, man. That is the business, man. Like I said before, man.
Philly love out. You know what I'm saying? So I love it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the ATL. I'm coming out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in Puerto Rico next week. We going everywhere, man. This a get money year.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I told you, man. This is the year, man. This is the year where you definitely look back. You don't look back, you look forward, man. You definitely go to do what you got to do, man. Real talk, that's a definite good look, man. Real talk, I really appreciate you definitely calling in, letting us know what's up and what's happening. Real talk, that's my man Wood. Yo, one of Philadelphia's finest, definitely holding it down, doing what they do, man. Tell the hit, man, and my man H, them hit me up, man. See what's up, see what's good.
Shout out my man Easy, New Money. Shout out everybody, man. We all doing our things, man. We going to create a super group, and we just going to smack shit out the park.
Okay, now, hey, that's how you do it, man. Hey, you got to take it over, man. You got to take it over because that's what it's about.
You know what I mean? We love y'all down there. We love y'all where they do that at. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the support. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for everybody that just showed me love and that's just showing the city love. I've never been more excited and more happy and more determined in my life than anything else. I love everybody.
I hear you, man. That's what the love is about, man. The love is being reciprocated. Real talk. Like I said before, man, you guys are the reason why, man. So, y'all keep doing what you're doing. You ain't got to never worry about nothing because, man, we're going to hold you down, bro. We are definitely going to hold you down.
Talk, man. You got to let them know. And also, all y'all, make sure y'all call this number every day. Listen to the show. I'm going to do it for you, J-Dog. 347-934-0318. Holla at your boy.
Real talk. He always know what it is. That's what I'm saying. My man Wood in the building. Real talk. That's where they do that at radio, man. Like I said,
all love. J-Dog family. And that's what we doing.
That's right. That's what we doing all day, every day. Real talk. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Yo, Wood, hold the line. You already know how we do it, man. You already know how we do it. Real talk. We got these G's calling in, checking in. I'm finna see what's up, finna see what's out, and see what else we got out there checking in on where they do to that radio. Yo, caller, last four digits is 5393. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at radio. Yo, who we got checking in?
What's going on, J-Dubs? Boy, Leeds.
What's up with you, Leeds? What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, getting everything together, man. Out there taking them small pictures at the post office. You know.
Okay, I hear you getting them small pictures taken. I feel you gotta get them passports and all that good stuff together, man, because we're getting ready to take it to a whole other level, bro.
If ain't saying cheese, ain't getting none.
Okay, now what's up? I hear you, man. It's time to get it. It's time to get it. Man, real talk, like I said before, man, and I just wanted to say, I appreciate all the hard work you guys are definitely doing, cranking it out, doing what you do. Because, man, I'm telling you, the world is definitely feeling it. The fans are feeling it. Man, this is, like my man Wood just said, it's a get money year right here, man. You know, it's definitely time to definitely step it up and definitely make sure that we can definitely, you know, get everybody where they need to be so we can definitely keep this movement going. Because it is a movement. It's a nationwide movement. It's a worldwide movement. And the world is anticipating this, man. So that's what's up. But while I got you locked in, man, who you want to send your shout-outs to? Who you want to let know what's up, what's happening with Legion of Legend?
Man, give a shout-out to everybody listening in, tuning in. Shout-out to everybody that wanted to tune in tonight that couldn't. Another shout-out to, you know, everybody back at the hometown, man, KCMO, KCK Connected. Everybody that's listening, man, tune in, man. That track, Do Something. it actually got leaked early. I don't know if it's going to make this new mixtape. I dropped The Legend, but that's going to be coming up here pretty soon, like in the next month. I'll probably end up dropping another track off of off that mixtape called Money in the Air, and then I'll drop that, and then by that time when that drop, it should be available for free download.
Okay. Now, what's up? Real talk, man. Yo, the joint Do Something is definitely a hot joint. Like I said, I leaked it out a couple of weeks ago. Fans are still requesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to drop it in rotation again tonight before it's all said and done. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going to definitely hold it down. Like I told y'all before, man, this is where it's at. So if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And if they still don't know, man, I don't know what to tell you, man. You just better get in where you fit in, because this thing is definitely taking off in a major way. This is where they do to that radio, WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You know my number is 347-940-318. We're going to keep banging this thing out and keep doing what you do. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Slow the outro. Ralph Lauren the table, Ralph Lauren couch, yo. Ralph Lauren everything that fit up in the house, so. Everything. What up to them polo boys and the pony cookies and Manolo boys? Yeah. Cartier, Franklin, Lenzo. 8 series Beamer, 7 series Benzo. Monster, I probably go to hell if my friends go. Never shoot in the blind fury. Never. Diamonds like Sprite. It's limited line fury. Talk shit about us, but it's okay. The game ain't shit without us, but it's okay. You know you can't live without us. We ballin' out, nigga, regardless. Everything BBS, be flawless. When I start, I start on niggas the hardest. This nigga's so hot, why they ain't got what I got?
Hey, legend. The joint is called You Mean the World to Me. Feel the joint, real talk. Good love, y'all.
I ain't never ready for nobody like you. we have here. Everything hustle, everything works, you're real good, cause I'm a real good verse, freestyle, unrushed, so clean, no curse, and when the song's gone, man, everything hurts, so I put it in reverse, go back to the scene where I seen you first, yeah, I need you to sing that single again, play that video, I seen you a fan, I've had a million fans in my mind all day, calling in requests on the line always, yeah, the break again, like you fan club, leading players off the line like a band club. Like a time out of tennis for a finish. How I get in it? Maybe what you hear, maybe what you clear. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters is that the feeling's there. The smile's so bright, it's like the wheels in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. You got me feeling real skills in here. Hard to describe like you're still in here.
Looking at the same old every day inside your home, but not sure how to give it new life? The answer is right there at your fingertips. So grab a notebook, your coffee, and log on to shelterpop.com, the go-to destination for aspiring decor divas and style mavens. People like you who are simply seeking inspiration and smart solutions for their own homes. You'll find everything from redesign to garden advice and even details on the home designs of the rich and famous. So bye-bye, same old, hello, shelterpop.com.
Lost and broke shit. Came from the
from the back of only trying to crop. Put a gas stick up in your mouth, oh.
When I got his $100 bills, and I'm gonna go to the request line to see what's up, see what's happening.
And
man.
Said, "Don't you had the machine count this one up for me. I'm at the club with this.
I got a $100 bill. I'm about
basis, facing and sprinkling in the city, hustlers. We've been banking, bank big faces, been sprinkling in the city, hustlers. We've been banking. I got $100 bill. $100 bill.
Real talk, it's all about the urban experience. It's all
about
the
United States.
Definitely letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. Real talk, it is what it is. You want everybody to realize and know that on where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Now, you know what I'm saying? We have a lot of fun from time to time, but you know what I'm saying? I'm here to definitely inform. I'm here to definitely intrigue you. I'm here to definitely give you the business. And real talk, like I've been saying over the weekend, over the last couple of broadcasts, you know what I'm saying, my girl Miss Green and Miss Mitchell, we definitely want to drive home the point of urban awareness because it's definitely a situation that we definitely want to bring to the limelight. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of families across the board that I've been in connection with all throughout the weekend. I actually talked to a group that's actually going to be coming all the way from Libya to help out with actually this whole level of urban experience because we really need to know what's up and what's happening. Now, I want you to just to understand and know that a lot of the stuff that we're going to be doing, we want everybody to understand and know that real talk, this is a real issue. We want people to understand and know that you do have a voice. You can do something about this. You know what I'm saying? You can get involved in your community, in your city. You know, there are definite plans and programs available to definitely, you know, be a reinforcement of this financial problem to get ready to take place. That is only going to work if we all come together. Real talk throughout this week. Up on WTBTA Radio, we'll be posting all of the local websites that will have all the different information to definitely get you and your community involved. Real talk is just that serious. You know, so because if you don't take care of your hood, if you don't take care of your community, if you don't look after your kids, if you are not concerned about what's going on, then, man, you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Real talk, it is what it is. I can only imagine, you know, families that are depending upon the financial assistance that they get, you know, from Social Security Administration, first of the month, you know, some of the food stamp assistance, things of that sort. And I just think, if they're cutting federal spending, state is only a matter of time. They start at the top and work their way down. I just want y'all to just pay attention. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention.
Consequences. U.S. couldn't go over the debt ceiling, or we would default on our debts, and basically the world as we know it would end. Well, the United States people were big time against it. Over 80% said that we need to cut back, we need to quit just endless, you know, this endless debt game. And so rather than dealing with it head on, they just kind of quietly, behind the scenes, as of, on Wednesday, the 30th, they basically went over and there was $29 billion in bonds that put us over the debt ceiling, which was $14.294 billion. Oh, I'm sorry, make that a trillion with a T. Interestingly enough, it took us over 200 years in this country to get to our first trillion as far as our deficit. And our last trillion happened in the last 8 months. We're now at $14 trillion as far as our deficit. Of course, this doesn't count, you know, Social Security or Medicaid or any of that stuff. We won't go there. We won't talk about Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or any of that stuff. But let's just talk about what they claim to be our deficit. And so we're now at $14.311 trillion, okay? And what that means is we've officially broken through the debt ceiling, which is against the law. Okay, and technically we should be shut down. We shouldn't be able to, you know, borrow any more money. That's what the debt ceiling is there for, is to keep you responsible. However, they're just quietly, you know, the Fed, no one else wants to buy our treasuries anymore. You know, China's not buying, a lot of other countries now don't want anything to do with the dollars because they know that we can't pay it back. They all figure we're just going to try and, like every country in this situation does at the end of their debt currency cycle, they basically try and, you know, hyperinflate their way out of the debt. And so everybody's stuck holding those dollars as, of course, they become worthless. So nobody else wants them. And so what's the Fed do? They say, no problem. We'll print up our treasury bills to fund our economy, no problem. Well, they're now doing 70% of the treasury bills are being done by the Fed. Okay, there's going to come a point where nobody else wants them, and they're going to be doing, you know, 90%. I'm sure at the end, 100%. And so what this means is that the money that you and I have in our wallets, our checking accounts, our 401ks, our IRAs, is being devalued faster than ever before. They're just going to keep printing. It's obvious there's no discipline. You know, you listen to the news today, and, oh, there's good news. You know, the unemployment's down. And most of you are probably aware that they fudge the numbers. They have ways of manipulating the numbers to tell you what they think you want to hear. Luckily, a lot of people nowadays know that they own the media, which is why you're not hearing anything about this on mainstream media. They got all these funky little stories going on, you know, and here we are. The debt ceiling for our country, okay, has been broken, and yet they don't want to talk about that. Well, at this rate, it's going to leave us about 10 more days before we're going to have some serious issues, and technically it'll be I forgot the word that they use for that, and go over, basically just a technical default. It should happen within about 10 days at this rate. So we'll see if that makes the news. Anyway, I just thought it was rather amusing that they want to fudge the numbers and tell you that the unemployment has gone down. And, of course, there's no real inflation out there, everybody. You know, they have a way of manipulating the numbers so that inflation, they only want it around 2%. So, in other words, they admit to willing to devalue your money at the rate of 2%. But you know what they don't include in those numbers? Just the little things. You know, the little things that don't really matter much, kind of like food. You know, no, food, that's not in there. You know, energy, that's not in there. You know, gasoline, okay, that stuff doesn't really count, right? Yeah, well, that's how they figure these numbers out. So anyway, I just thought it was rather interesting. April Fool's Day, they're taking us all for fools, thinking that no one's paying attention, because evidently they're not. And while everybody's out there busy playing, you know, video games and watching, you know, whatever it is people watch on TV these days, the few people that are educating themselves are finding out that this is the time to take action to secure your own family's financial future. Because if you're relying on the government, it's not going to happen. Okay, if you can take action and maybe get yourself some silver, some gold, you know, some real money, this would be the time to do it. Okay, I've been trying to wait for a drop again so I can buy more. I've got my family and friends that are waking up, and they all want to buy more. I've been waiting for a drop, and I just found out through some research that they're going on their second week now of the strike of the third largest silver mine in the world. And so there's a lot of different factors. If you've seen my other videos, you know about the supply and demand issues in silver and why it's such a great investment. If you haven't seen those videos yet, you might want to take a look at them. I have some Why Silver, Why Now, and a lot of different videos that kind of touch on the fundamentals that make silver such a good buy. But I really would recommend right now, you guys, this is the time to be storing your, you know, your dollars. Just convert your dollars over into anything. Food, store a bunch of extra food that you really do eat. If you haven't noticed it yet, you're going to start seeing it more in the U.S. The creativity of the Fed and the banks that run basically the world, the Federal Reserve rates all over the world, they have ways of manipulating things. And what they're doing right now is they're forcing all the inflation over to the Middle East to create that turmoil that we're all hearing about over there. And they're not really mentioning it for the most part on mainstream media, but these people are rioting not because they're sick of their government as much as they're starving and they don't want to spend 80% of what they make, 90% of what they make, to just cover food. Okay, so all the inflation has been purposely exported to those areas for the moment, but they can't contain it. Okay, it's a very small world, and once that inflation gets out there and cycles through the system, you can bet it's going to come right back around to the U.S. And by the end of this summer, you're going to be seeing $5 gas. You're going to be seeing tremendous increases in all the basic commodities, you know. So put things away, okay? Not junk food that you can't really nourish your body with, but put a lot of rice, you know, some beans, some pasta, you know, canned foods, things that you really eat. Put that away and just stock up on it, because if you've got to use your paper dollars to buy it, it's not going to go very far in a very short period of time. If you can use your silver to protect your purchasing power, gold, you know, something like that, you're going to be able to come out the other side of this mess in much better shape. And so, once again, this is Eric Patton. Just wanted to talk about that. I find it rather amusing that, you know, we've basically broke the law. Our government is breaking the law right now, borrowing. It's like they've maxed out all their credit cards, okay, and they have no more room, okay? So now they're going over that. Luckily, they control the bank, so, you know, Federal Reserve, they can just go ahead and say, well, forget the fact that no one's going to issue us a credit card. We're just going to give ourselves credit anyway. That's what's going on right now. And so anyway, when the rest of the world, like China, has said, now forget the dollar, and they're dealing with, you know, Russia and Iran in their own currencies, basically cutting out the dollar because they can see the writing on the wall. So you need to wake up, people. It's time to wake up. It's time to convert your paper into silver. Basically, for any of my friends and family and affiliates, I'm involved in a couple different programs where you can either have coins set out to you on auto ship, be on my ISN coins business, or if you want, if you're just more interested in bullion, I can get you bullion at wholesale, okay? I mean, the best rates you're going to find out there. I don't care how you do it, whether you do it through me or not, but it's time to start taking action. Because if you don't take action to secure your family's future, who else will? All right, Eric Patton, you can reach me if you'd like to give me a call.
Yo, I'm just going to stop right there. I'm just going to add my opinion to that whole situation. I don't find it amusing. I find it downright sickening. Real talk. This is what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. April 3rd, they've been in negotiation all weekend to come to the conclusion that there is no conclusion. They can't agree to disagree. And that's going to affect everybody. Real talk. I'm going to open the line for some questions in just a second.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen, Ben Laden didn't blow up the project. It was you, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Ben Laden didn't blow up the project. It was you, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they fit in the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your gun. They try to rape you and save you and trying to sell drugs. You throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's the scratch of the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for the
dawn, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'll be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the South, my nigga. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clocked someone who broke shit for looking too long? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. Storm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets to touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Y'all don't rap for dead president. I'd rather see the president dead. Never been said, but I said president. Bin Laden blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Go knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Go knock down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
80 seconds away from the side with some kind of fuck with the wrong building. They get to get out with.
Yo, real talk, you know what it is. You know what the business is. This is where they do that at radio. Time to wake up, people. Time to wake up. Time to get your mind right. Yo, real talk, we don't have a whole lot of time to waste, a whole lot of time to speculate, a whole lot of time to debate. We have to do something. Real talk, you know, so I'm going to bring my man Legion on the line just so I can definitely get his whole intake on this whole thing. I think I got my man Birthmark out there. Birthmark, press one on the line as well, man. I'm bringing you on as well, man. Real talk, it is what it is. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are definitely spitting the flame and changing the game. Yo, Legion, you there, man?
Yeah. Can you give me like a 10-second rundown of what you just played, man, because that is set the phone down so I can get my little guy situated.
Gotcha. Pretty much the rundown is this, man. You know, with everything that's definitely happening, you know, with this urban awareness, you know, a race against the clock, so to speak, has already been taking place. From now to August the 3rd, for everybody to really realize just what type of situation we are in when it comes to just this whole debt ceiling situation, the currency, pretty much everything. The sad part of it, but yet, the realness of it is certain folks knew this was coming because of the different aspects of the economy that they play in and just different things they're engaged in. Unfortunately, the media decided to tell the folks that they was going to take all this away from. They tell them at the last minute that they're going to try to make a decision, but if they don't, oh, well, you know, we're going to do what we can, blah, blah, blah. Now, that would be all fine and good and dandy if it wasn't a detrimental attack on our culture. You know, because most, if you look at the white culture versus the black culture, and I am going to make it a black and white thing just for a second so I can really get the ramifications out there. When you compare, who depends on supplementary income more? Is it the urban community? Or is it middle income or high income? That's an easy question to answer because that represents the urban community. Well, if the urban community is going to be made to pay up first, the meaning that in order for when I say pay up, that means that the money that they put away in Social Security benefits and so forth is going to be stripped away in order to pay back this debt. That they can't. In that capacity, you know what I'm saying? It's like since we've gotten to a point where we've broken through the debt ceiling, and what Mr. Paul was actually saying in terms of broken through the debt ceiling is that we have gotten to a point where the interest on the money that we owe, we don't have enough money in circulation to pay back the interest. And no other country right now wants to deal with the U.S. dollar. So in order to keep our economy going, they're just going to print more and more of these dollars, which means that the money that's in your pocket is depreciating faster than ever before, yet everything else goes up. You know, they flip the numbers around and tell you, okay, unemployment is down, this, that, and the other, all right?
unemployment is down only in the fact that they haven't factored in utilities, gas, and all the other things, which is called cost of living expenses. So we have a very volatile, hostile condition, because if they do not get this situation redirected and corrected, come the 1st of August, we're going to see a large mass of people who can no longer pay their bills because they base their whole budget upon supplementary income and taking it away from it. So that's pretty much summing up the last 2 minutes of what you just heard.
I mean, in order to build awareness about it, man, we got to have the people talking about it. We got to have, more so, we got to have people interested in it. Because if you're interested in it, you're going to talk about it.
That's right.
So, I mean, for anybody that think that, like, I mean, anybody out there, man, if you 15, 16 years old, it affects you, you know. You're not just coasting because you young and you still ain't your problem and you ain't got to worry about it because you staying with your mom's and pops. It's your mom's and pops problem, so it becomes your problem, you know.
That's right.
And don't let it spread faster than word of mouth.
That's right.
You know, I mean, word of mouth spread faster than the internet because you're going to tell somebody to go to the internet to look up whatever it is that, you know, you heard about or you saw about, you know, and you're going to get that from somebody that told you. So we just got to build the awareness just by keeping everybody up on their toes about it, you know.
That's right.
It starts with where they do that at. It starts with, you know, you doing your own research for your own self. And once you do that, you know, you come up on certain things and you feel like it's beneficial to tell somebody else, your neighbor, you know, not necessarily me and the person next door to you that you don't know their name, you know, your neighbor, you know, metaphorically speaking, the person next to you. You know, you tell them about it, and that's how we're going to build awareness.
Exactly. That's how we're going to build awareness.
Through the music also, so, you know.
That's right. Through the music, through talking about it, through making everyone aware.
I don't care if you're an artist. If you're an artist, paint pictures. You know what I'm saying? Pictures are worth a million words. So,
that's right.
You know, paint pictures.
That's right. Okay. That makes sense.
You're
that's
a photographer.
Right. Sure.
Take some pictures of some oppressed people, you know. Take some
that's
pictures
right.
of some advocate people, you know, compare and contrast.
There's
different right. ways that you can get it out there in the community so they can be aware of it, definitely.
Definitely, because it's going to take something of this magnitude to really get people prepared. Now, we have 7 days, which means we have a lot of work ahead of us. And in these next 7 days, from a lot of the stuff you're going to hear on What They Do To That Radio, from the music you're going to hear, from the shows you're going to see on SP Network, we're going to be on an all-out campaign to make sure that you understand and know what is happening and what you can do about it. Now, one thing I give Paul credit for was he was kind of taking the veil off of the situation and really letting folks know an alternative method to do that. You know, basically saying, you know, take your currency, invest it in something of substance. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything is better than just leaving it out there, because right now, the longer we leave it out there, the less value it has, and the more they're going to throw it away. And the problem is, if we get just enough just to make ends meet, we're not saving anyone. So when it becomes a shortage on that, we're going to actually, you know, keep this counterfeit money, I'm just going to say it just like that, in circulation, because it's a shortage of it. But it's not really a shortage in the aspect of what it means from an economic standpoint. It's a shortage because as long as me and you can pass a dollar between each other, that's one thing. The minute the government can no longer extend their credit and keep printing this money and it has no value, then it has an adverse effect. So in order to save themselves, they must come up with an alternative method. All right, for those that cannot afford to convert their currency into something else. And I'm going to tell you something about converting currency. Anybody can do it with any denomination of dollar amount. The feds don't want you to know that the money exchanges in the money markets are so willing to keep outside currencies going that they will work with any denomination that you bring forth to convert it into another currency. Now, once the debt ceiling default kicks in, the only other standard will be whatever the government prints up, which will be the Amero. We are not avoiding that situation. I just want my listeners to understand that there is an alternative to that situation. You have to understand that this is checkers and not chess. You have to think about the moves three or four or five steps ahead in order for you to truly conceive and stay afloat with all of this. Because if you're just thinking, well, I just work more overtime, wrong, that's not going to work. Business is the first thing they're going to do is they're going to structure it in a campaign where if they got to work you longer hours, less pay, that's what they're going to do to strengthen bottom line. Now, the minute the investors in that company decide to take their money out of that because their money is not having any value, then you think we're having a downsizing. You think, trust me, what's going to happen? It's going to force one, it's like a domino effect. It's going to force things that people are really have not, you know, it's going to force things into the equation that they don't quite see yet. Right now, the biggest thing that should definitely have everybody kind of really with their eyes open is the fact that there's going to be a lack of economic power because those that rely on a supplementary income are going to be the first to be cut. That is alarming. That is very alarming, you know, because, again, once they cut the feds, state is next to go. If they cut fed and state all within the same month, it's going to be very difficult to maneuver without having food, water, and shelter. All these things right now cost money. If the money that you have is worth less than what it was last week and the week before, and by the time August the 3rd hit, you're talking 2 cents on the dollar, that is very, very difficult to overcome unless you have certain things in play. And that, and again, so I just want to make sure that everyone stays very tuned in to WTDTA radio.webly.com. Because on this site, we're going to be posting resources and individuals with access to these resources that are willing to do certain things that are unprecedented in order to sustain a certain level of commerce. Now, just to dumb that down for all y'all that missed what I was saying, well, we're going to post on the website people who are willing to help in this situation, but the help only is an extension. For those that want it, the ones that can implement the level of change that needs to take place. In order for the jobs to be created, we have to create the jobs, which means small business owners have to come together and create programs that are detrimental in that community for that specific cause. And that's just the reality of it. That is the reality of it. Yo, Legion, I appreciate you definitely shedding light on that. You know, definitely from an artist perspective, we're going to definitely employ you guys' services to really, you know, do something in the capacity in terms of music. The song Do Something says all. It says all. Pretty much is letting everybody know really what's up. And, you know, I'm going to go even harder on my end of it as well to really paint this picture the way it needs to be painted so people will understand and know that this is just not something that comes and goes. Once this is in effect, it changes the way you operate completely. I mean, I see so many ramifications from this, only from the standpoint I feel very compassionate for the folks that are going to end up victims in all this because of the fact that, you know, you think the crime rate is high. You think people are starving. You think people are hurting right now. The minute that side goes, what do you think is going to happen? You know,
are people gonna go crazy? Oh, I thought you was asking.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm asking. I mean, really, a lot of people are really, you know, what are they gonna do? You know, it's like if you can't buy groceries, you don't have any money. scared. They're going to panic.
Which
you know,
is the worst thing anybody can ever do. I mean, even in car accidents, you know, statistically, the people that tense up have the worst injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, you know, it's a car accident. What can you do? You know?
That's right.
Nobody
sees
a car come in, they just take a deep breath and relax, you know? So, I mean, it's natural, but you got to know, you know, what to do.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And that's the thing. You're so right. You're right. It's just like any time there's an incident that's unexpected, we panic. And so there's a lot of people that are going to be blindsided by this, and they're going to panic. They're not going to know exactly where to go, what to do. And the thing in this moment that you have to realize is that this is the time where you get past the panic and you start to plan. You make certain phone calls. You do what you have to do. I'm going to tell every listener right now before we jump off the air tonight, you do what you have to do to ensure that you have an alternative method set up in case this happens. Because if you don't, if you wait, I promise you, the solutions will not end up being ones that are going to be easy. And I'm not saying that this is going to be easy. I'm just saying that if you plan to do something on it early, things can definitely happen where it can definitely be changed. And with that, what I'm going to say is this. We're going to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to definitely get involved in all the stuff that's being done. This is J-Dog, Where They Do That Radio, where we feature the local artists that are spitting the flames and national artists that are changing the game. We're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. Be on the lookout for the website. And with that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to be here 24/7, 7 days a week to make sure that you understand and know what it is that you must do. And with that, I'm going to say thank you, good night, God bless.